Leaders of Victoria's African Australian community met in Melbourne last night to plead for a stop to political point scoring over reports of a so-called crime wave. The federal government says African gang crime is out of control, and while the state government concedes it's a problem, it's defended its handling of the issue. Our reporter Tim Lammercraft was at last night's meeting.
Victoria's African community is fed up with being associated with a supposed crime wave that some politicians say is making people scared to go out of their homes. And last night, leaders of the Victorian African Australian community held a meeting voicing their concerns over what they say are negative characterisations in the media. The group's spokeswoman, Eva Saar, read out a joint statement.
We should not be distracted by name-calling, political point scoring, or media sensationalism in trying to sell stories. The issues that are leading some of our young people to offend are complex, and they need to be addressed as such. We note the federal government's interest in these issues and urge it to consider a bipartisan approach and work with the African Australian community. We finally ask the media, especially media outlets, to demonstrate more responsible reporting on these difficult issues affecting our community and balance their reporting with the many positive stories that are happening within the African Australian community.
Victoria Police and government authorities have stated that there is an overrepresentation of young African Australians in the state's crime statistics. However, they've also pointed out that framing the issue as a gang crime problem is unhelpful and should be seen in context of historical lows in youth crime. On Sydney Radio yesterday, the new Federal Home Affairs Minister and former Queensland Police Officer Peter Dutton waded into the debate.
Don't see this in New South Wales and Queensland, but the reality is, you know, people are scared to go out to restaurants at night time because they're followed home by these gangs, home invasions and cars are stolen, and we just need to call it for what it is. Of course it's African gang violence.
Ahmed Dini, a former Young Victorian of the Year, had this to say about Peter Dutton's intervention.
It's a cop-out, isn't it, honestly? You know, I don't want to mix my words, but, you know, that is a federal member of parliament who's a responsible member who should be looking at uniting this country rather than dividing communities. And at the end of the day, Peter Dutton has been known for this kind of stuff. It's either the Muslim community, now it's the African community. It's a political score. He's trying to play a football game in politics. But we, as community, African-Australian communities, will not stand for it. You know, we'll defend our community, but we will, as we said, we will work the best of our ability to make sure that young people in our community are law-abiding citizens, and that people in Australia and the wider community, we say to them, no, you know, don't fall for the words and all this fear-mongering by politicians.
Meanwhile, the Victorian government pulled no punches in responding to Peter Dutton's comments, with State Minister Philip Deladarkis saying the comments are fear-mongering and race-baiting.
Tim Lammercraft.